Brazen Hearts, Fresh on Sticks. Chapter 4, Human Boots. Which one of you is Chunky? Does any of you recognize this place? Like, from a previous life? Anyone getting deja vu right about now? I'm looking for the soul of the human who talks with Josie, of the clan Frosh Mauskrieg. She calls this human spirit Chunky. Is it you? Good enough. Aunt Sadie said I should test this out on you first and you could give me feedback on it. I kind of think Aunt Sadie just didn't want to hear it, but it's hard to tell with her. Okay, my name is Rico, of the clan Frosh Mauskrieg. I'm Josie's cousin. She probably told you about me. Everybody says we sound alike, but whatever. We're just closely related. I think she's my stepsister, too, but it depends on whether you count a parent that's been excommunicated from the clan. So if you're fundamentalist, then she's just my cousin. Anyway, I got this idea for an awesome jingle. The clan has plenty of fight songs and love songs and baby dismembering songs, but we haven't had a good product jingle for decades. You know the one that goes, it goes, remember when you were a kid? Well, part of you still is, and that's why we, the Frosh Mauskrieg Brothers Carnage Distributors Limited, distribute Carnage. Who could forget that one, right? I don't know if I can compete with a classic like that, but I think I'm onto something. The best part of this new jingle is that it applies to multiple products. We could use it for selling fresh clipped feet of humans still in their boots, or we could use it for just the boots that we pull off humans. I don't know if we sell a lot of those. Or what I really intended it for is for boots made out of man leather by goblin cobblers. I'd play it for you on a sax like it's meant to be, but the last couple times I tried, the humans all started bleeding at the ears, and your soul kept transmigrating, and I had to track you down again in another body. So I'll just do it a cappella, okay? Get your blade shined up, grab a pair of human boots. The taste is gonna move ya. Take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is gonna move you when you pop it in your mouth. Human boots are gonna move ya. Chew so soft, it gets right to ya. Human boots, the taste is gonna move ya. How did that sound? I could do it again for you if you want. All right, how was it then? I can't undo the gag. You'd be able to chant your magic words and then you'd all escape. Wait, we can do this like a game of charades. Only you don't have the use of your hands or arms or limbs. Chunky, are you okay? It's no use playing dead. I know you still got a pulse. Come on. All right, that's better. Three words. First word, one syllable. Sounds like round, slam... bell? Bell! Okay, sounds like bell. Fell, yell, quell. No, keep going. I get it. You're doing... Okay. Flames, horns, brimstone, damnation, and it rhymes with bell. Okay, I got it. Aunt Sadie's kitchen. Good job on the brimstone. I wouldn't have thought to make that, wasn't that it? No, I know it doesn't rhyme with bell, but the rest of it fits. Never mind, what's the use? I don't have the frame of reference to understand a human. Look, maybe you can do your telepathy with Josie, whatever you do to communicate with her, and then she can tell me what you thought about the jingle. The part I like is that not only can you wear the boots, but if you're hungry, you know, it's man leather, so you can just boil them and eat them. Not like the leather you get from other sources, because our product chews so soft it gets right to you. Does it make a difference if Josie's far away when you try to contact her? She went out with a raiding party yesterday and got snatched by werewolves or ghouls or some kind of undead. Everybody knows it was a setup by Nadia, but the whole clan's waiting to see how it plays out. They want to see if Josie can get out of it on her own, or whether she has powerful allies to lobby for her, or whether Nadia will attract allies in the clan. They don't want to get involved on the side that's going to lose. I want to help her, but I don't have the credibility with the clan. They're still mad at me for the whole Sustainable Dungeons activist campaign thing, and probably the gay thing. Oh, Nadia's another cousin of ours. I think she's only related to me by marriage, thank God. But Josie's blood relation to her. Anyway, see if you can get in touch with Josie, whatever it is you do. Maybe she can tell you about the kind of person Nadia is. I got Aunt Sadie to hold off on slaughtering your group until after lunch, so try to contact her before then. I'm really anxious to hear your feedback, even if you are human. There's this other melody I've been toying with, but it needs more work yet. The first line goes, whatever it is I think I see becomes a bloodstained corpse to me. And never mind that. I want to hear what you think of that first one. I'll talk to you later, I guess. You've been listening to Human Boots, Chapter 4 of Brazen Hearts, Fresh on Sticks, by Rob Northrup, recorded April 9th, 2006. If you like this story, you'll want to get Dungeons and Day Jobs, my collection of short stories, which you can order on my website, evilbobdayjob.tripod.com. You can also subscribe to this podcast. That address again is evilbobdayjob.tripod.com. I want to give a word up to my wife Melinda and her podcast, The Basket Case Show, which you can find at basketcaseshow.blogspot.com. Except she doesn't need plugs from me, because she's getting way more downloads than I am, plus they played her second episode on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. Until next time, keep keeping it fresh, and are you done with that stick?